This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Mark Lepsch joins me live in studio. He's a former electrical engineer, I should say, now an internal physician, and he is working on the medical records project at the University of Virginia Medical Center. And Mark, you were telling me before we went on the air that this is in response to the new healthcare legislation, is that right?
Well, certainly that's part of it. This movement toward electronic medical records has been gradually sweeping across the country for years. It's interesting if you look at when a lot of people ask the question, how long does it take for anything to change in the medical field? Generally, the answer is about 15 years, which is the half-life of a physician that's practicing. So as people come out of school and are trained, you know, it takes that long for them to change the way they practice. That said, medical records have certainly been growing in popularity for many reasons. But yes, there are stipulations in some of the new legislation that sort of drive what they call meaningful use criteria, which basically means if you want to get paid for your services, you're supposed to show that you are using some form of medical records that can actually make things safer for patients.
So that's in the new legislation. It specifically says that places like UVA or Martha Jefferson need to update their systems?
There have been other criteria. I can't speak that I'm an expert in all of the different criteria in this bill versus prior things, but there have been things out there, incentives for the last few years trying to get folks to start moving towards electronic storage of records.
And we're really starting to see that happen now, especially at UVA. They're all over it, and you're one of the people on this team. Tell us what the situation is now, and then about this project. What's changing?
Well, it's a great question. So what UVA is embarking on and has been for about the last year is the ambitious, which not just ambitious, but is going to succeed, the task of actually going to one single system. What's different is that if you look at sort of enterprises like the University of Virginia Medical Center across the country, a lot of times over the years they've acquired different systems for different specialties. So the cardiologists may have their own system, the internal medicine doctors may have their own system, the pediatricians may have a different system, the cardiac catheterization lab may have a different system. And so what we are doing is implementing one system that will work throughout the entire University Medical Center. And not only is it ambitious, it's a wonderful project because it makes so much of what we do easier to facilitate communication, to share information, to allow physicians and nurses and therapists and administrators to all communicate with each other, and it avoids the interface problem. We are going with a company that actually is the leader in the market for enterprise-type systems, and it's a wonderful company. It's a very flexible system, and we're all very excited because we really haven't had this type of tool at our disposal at UVA.
This is a first, and I would imagine when the hospital opened 1905 or so that they had one system, but as time went on and the place grew and grew and grew, and you've got hundreds of people that work there, and things got a little hairy.
That's exactly right, and certainly that isn't. It is not to say that this is the first medical records or electronic system we've had. It's to say that we are actually really going to try and change so that everybody's using one system. It comes in several phases. This September, we will actually be rolling out to all the ambulatory clinics, which are 140 clinics in phase one, this medical record system. In March of 2011, we will roll that system out into the hospital and the operating rooms. And then down the road, some of the satellite clinics may become involved. But right now, the big bang, as they call it, is going to be in September with 140 clinics, which is going to affect over 5,000 folks at UVA that help take care of patients in some way.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. Mark Lepsch of the University of Virginia Medical Center. He's a former electrical engineer, now a physician at work on UVA's new electronic medical records project. What does this mean for the patient? I mean, what does this mean for us if we happen to end up at the medical center?
So that's a great question, and there's a couple benefits right from the start for the patient. It's interesting. A lot of times patients have concerns about electronic storage of anything. You see in the news, you hear about piracy and hacking and all of those things. But if you stop and think, our banking records have been online for years, and while we're all concerned, we still have safeguards for that sort of thing. What's nice about medical records being on saved electronically is you can track. So if anybody does ever look at someone's medical record, you can find out who did, and as opposed to if there is a paper chart, people can open a paper chart unless somebody comes along to dust for fingerprints. You can't tell. But for specific benefits, right from the start, there are several. Number one, sort of efficiency for the patient. If you look across the country when people don't have systems like this, patients usually get asked the same questions over and over and over. What are your allergies? What are your allergies? What are your allergies everywhere they go? And it starts to breed a little bit of a lack of confidence on the part of patients because they're not sure people really were paying attention.
That's an excellent point because I know exactly what you're talking about. You could be there for like 2 hours and get the same question six or seven times.
That's right.
Six or seven different people.
And so one of the things is a little bit of efficiency. Another huge perk is that this system, which is called Epic, has a piece called MyChart, and MyChart is actually a web interface that patients can go on and access some of their records online. And of course, there's lots of security with this, but the idea is if patients want to know when their last tetanus shot was, or are not sure of the exact spelling of their medicines, et cetera, they can go online, their lab results they can see. So this gives patients a way to communicate with their physicians. Right now, usually that's left to telephones and messages, but you could actually send messages electronically. Down a road, patients may even be able to schedule their own appointments. So across the country...
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, across the country, the folks who use this system, Epic, which actually there's over 90 million people in this country who have a medical record in this system, Epic, across the country, the MyChart piece is a huge win.
Yeah.
There's another thing I might add that, right now, if you look, one of our missions at the University Medical Center is besides clinical care, is, furthering the technology, furthering with research. And as new studies are going on at UVA, if you have a system like Epic, the system could automatically alert doctors in their clinics that the patient they're seeing in front of them might be eligible for a study. So if there is a potentially new treatment that the patient could benefit from, we'll have ways of alerting folks at the point of care. And that's really what this is about, getting the information to the point of care so the physician, the nurse, knows exactly what they need to know when they need to know it.
We're talking live with Dr. Mark Leps of the University of Virginia Medical Center. He's at work on UVA's new electronic medical records project. What's been the reaction among your colleagues? I'm just curious what, there's got to be some pushback from folks who say, well, we've done it this way. I've done it this way my whole career. This is what I'm used to. And now you're asking everybody to learn something new.
Oh, that's a fantastic question. It's interesting. With any change to any business, any type of structure, there's always some pushback. But you have sort of all comers. On one hand, you have the folks like myself who, for years, the way medicine is right now, if I'm prescribing a medicine for a patient, so, for instance, Koi, if I decide you might want to try Viagra, well, if I write that medicine down on a prescription pad, I also have to write it in a problem list in your chart and in your clinic note from today. And so I'm writing that same word for three or four times. And so the idea is it's very inefficient for myself, for the nursing staff. So there's a lot of us who for years have realized we do the same work over and over, and we're really just chomping at the bit to get with a system like this.
And that's time you could be spending with patients.
Well, and that's exactly right. When you talk to practicing physicians, what they've realized is over the years, they have less time to make eye contact, to lay hands on a patient, to listen with their stethoscope because they're so busy trying to finish their charting. Certainly, there's a big concern among some folks that if you put a computer between you and a patient, that would even get worse. However, if you think about if you set the system up correctly so that you can make everybody more efficient and they don't have to duplicate and triplicate their work, then the idea is they can have more time to talk to the patient.
Now, who would legally have access to your file? I mean, I'm sure there's people listening who are thinking, well, I don't want my boss or my insurance company to be able to just peer into this file willy-nilly.
Absolutely. I mean, again, I sort of go back to the banking records. At the medical center, we're not a credit card company here. We're not selling information. There are very strict privacy laws. And so you can track. The first answer is the only people who have access to that file are people who are involved in direct patient care at that time for the patient. So in other words...
So the same people that have access to it now.
Exactly. The same people have access to it now.
Although if I hear you right, the patient would have access to a part of the file as well.
That's right. And it, and this, you know, so much of the technology can be good and can be, let's just say, require thought. You certainly would not want to release lab results or x-ray results or CAT scan results to a patient before the doctor had ever seen them, because you'd like the doctor to review them and then communicate directly with the patient. So there are ways to do all of that inside of this system, Epic, that we're using.
Yeah,
we're taking it all into account.
So it's going to start rolling out this September. It'll come out in phases. But how long? What's the window of time here? 5 years, 10 years?
Well,
you think?
Great question. So the first answer is yes. September. And when I say September, certainly that's the plan right now. The exact date I can't give you because things may always change a little bit. But the plan is late September that this will roll out across about 140 clinics at the University Medical Center, and then in March of next year, 2011, this will roll out into the hospital and many other departments. And then, of course, there'll be continued optimization for years and years to try and refine the system.
Yeah. It sounds like it'd be, with your background in electronics and engineering and medicine, it sounds like it'd be very exciting to work on.
I mean,
this represents a whole new era for medicine. It really does.
Well, I'll be honest. Some days I feel like a kid in a candy store, although if you ask my wife, now I have two jobs because I'm still seeing patients and now I have this other job. So, but it's been delightful. It's really been a privilege to work with a lot of the folks we've had at UVA to work on this project.
Dr. Mark Leps with the University of Virginia Medical Center, working on the new electronic medical records project. Thank you for the update. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Maybe you can come back this fall and let us know what's going on.
Happy to do so. Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.